The Blue Jays softball team falls in a pair of games against Dickinson, and we take a look at what's upcoming in your sports broadcast schedule for this weekend. I'm Jared Matheny with local sports from NewsDakota.com. The Jamestown High School girls softball team fell to Dickinson in two games yesterday, losing game one 13-1 before dropping game two 11-3. Jamestown has lost just four games this season, and all four have come in losses to the reigning state champions in Dickinson. The Midgets scoring four runs in the fifth inning of game number one to get the 13-1 victory. 13 runs on 19 hits for Dickinson. Jamestown pitcher Katie Falk was handed the loss after going seven innings. She went 3-for-4 at the plate with a double. Katie Trumbauer was also 3-for-4 with a double in game number one. And Ella Falk went 2-for-4 with a double in the first game for the Blue Jays softball team. In game number two, McKenna Nold was handed the loss for Jamestown after she went five innings and gave up nine earned runs while also striking out four. Katie Falk had two runs driven in game number two. Jenna Fisher also had an RBI, and Riley Joseph went 2-for-4 in the second game for the Blue Jays, who will be at home hopefully on Tuesday of this upcoming week as Jamestown is set to take on Bismarck High at Trapper Field on Tuesday. The Blue Jays softball team will then play at home on Thursday as well against West Fargo. And here's a look at what's upcoming this weekend in local sports for the University of Jamestown. The men's golf team will be at the GPAC Spring Championship in Vermilion, South Dakota. The UJ baseball team will play all four of their games this weekend in Redfield, South Dakota, starting today at 1 o'clock against Northwestern. They will then play Midland on Saturday starting at 3 p.m. for a doubleheader. And the UJ softball team has a doubleheader in Aberdeen, South Dakota at Northern State University. They'll be taking on Doan starting at 12 p.m. tomorrow. To check out the latest happening in local sports, you can head on over to NewsDakota.com.